Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my phone number is 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast if you want to give us a call and join this conversation. As I said earlier, I want to talk about motivating our employees and why this is such an important thing for you to focus on as a small business owner. And as you remember, I talked a little bit about this in the last hour when I talked about the differences in the generations and how one generation is motivated differently than others. And this conversation really, though, we're having now is about all employees. You know, smart employers know that the best way to be successful in business is to help their employees to be successful and also to keep them happy, because keeping your people happy and motivated and successful is the key to keeping them, period. And we have to remember, I know all of you are going to say duh when I say this, but the truth is, it's something we need to remember. We need to remind ourselves of. Our employees are human beings just like us. See, they have lives, they have families, they have hopes, aspirations, they have goals of their own. They want to be successful, just like you. Just because, you know, if you're an owner, the way you measure success is the success of your business, don't you? But there are people out there who don't want to own a business. They want to be employees all of their lives. They expect to be employed all of their lives. But that doesn't mean that they're less interested in success than you. It just means that they want to seek success differently than you. So don't think that just because they're employees that they don't want to be successful in that assignment for you. And we have to keep that in mind. There are at least a couple of excellent reasons to spend time thinking about how to motivate our employees, and one of them is it's just good business to motivate our employees. And the second one is it's the right thing to do. And I want to talk about those two areas right now. In the area of motivating employees is just good business, all small business owners have too many hats to wear, and you've heard me say this before. We have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. In the beginning, when it was just you, and I remember those days too, all those hats, including the turn the lights on and turn the lights off hat, and the banking hat, and the customer hat, and the accounting hat, and the janitorial hat, all those hats sat on top of our heads. And even when we hired employees to take those hats off of us, sometimes we still anguished that no one else could do that job as good as we did. And even though the concern may be valid, it's not a productive emotion, because you simply can't do everything, can you? I've learned that. I'd like to think that I could if I had the time. That may not be true. I may not be able to do everything, but I think I can sometimes. But more and more, as our business grows, we don't have the time to do everything. So how do you make sure the job gets done as close to perfection as possible? I think it's by hiring good people, training them well, and motivating them to become stakeholders, to have a vested interest in this business that you own. In today's marketplace, finding employee prospects is less of a problem than it was just a few years ago. You remember back in the 90s when we were listening to the show, we talked about having full employment. You couldn't find people. If somebody knocked on your door, you didn't take an application, you took a pulse, and because you were glad to get anybody. Well, it's different now because we don't have full employment. The hiring process, however, in a small business, has never been easy, either now or in the past, because we don't just need people. We need the right people. We can't afford to make any hiring mistakes. We have to have people who can and will successfully wear multiple hats, just like you and I do. And those people aren't that easy to find. It's easier to find people who will wear one hat, and the big businesses do a good job of that. It's part of their success. You and I have to find people who will wear multiple hats, just like we do. Those people are harder to find, and when we get them, we got to make sure we keep them. Here's a thanks I needed that question for this part of our discussion. Imagine your best employee has just resigned. How much, and here's the question, how much will it cost you, directly or indirectly, to find, acquire, train, and get a replacement to the productive level of that valuable employee whom I just told you is resigning? Ask yourself that question. How much is it going to cost me, directly and indirectly, to replace this person? Look around your business. Look between the eyes of your most valued employee that you believe is happy with you, that you think that they're tickled to death to be working for you. And it's probably a good exercise to imagine that they just walked in your office and said they're resigning. Now, after you wipe the cold sweat off of your brow, just think about what could you do to fix that. And that's what one of the things we're going to talk about. Ask yourself if you could be in jeopardy of losing those folks merely because you're taking their presence in them showing up every day and the efforts that they give you, you're taking them for granted. And because you weren't challenging their interest and their intellect or their passion and their creativity enough. So ask yourself those questions. Could I be in jeopardy of losing that person? Am I doing enough as an employer to keep these people, to keep these good employees? Now that you believe me when I say motivating employees is just good business practices, now let's talk about the second reason to motivate your employees, because it's the right thing to do. Here are some key motivational areas that I got from a guy named Bill Hubbard. You know Bill. Bill's an old friend of ours. And he gave me some ideas on some motivational areas. And one of them is communication. And when we come back after this break, I'm going to talk about these. We're going to talk about communication. We're also going to talk about establishing a culture of professionalism. I'm also going to talk about something else that's really important that you and I might not be all that good at. And that's coming up right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's ZZ Top. Take us out. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let's talk about why it's good to motivate employees, because it's the right thing to do. One of the things you need to do is communicate. This is not rocket science, is it? But there's nothing more fundamental to having happy and loyal employees than good communication. Everything that we'll follow and we'll continue as we talk about this is founded on the practice of regular, two-way, good faith communication. If you're having problems keeping employees, the low-hanging fruit for you may be just to start talking with, not to, your employees. One of the things that I've tried to do, folks, and I'm not saying I'm the best at this. This is a learning process for me, too. If you have the attitude that your employees are human beings like you, they've got hopes and dreams and everything just like you do, you'll start treating them a little more like a human being, and when you communicate with them, you'll be more interested in what they have to say. So one of the things I try to do is say, what do you think? Or what do you think? Or what do you think about this? Or, you know, whatever. Just get their opinion. And if you ask them that long enough, if you ask them that enough, you'll start getting some good answers. They'll be less intimidated to give you an idea, even though they're not positive it's the best idea. But just start talking with your employees. They've got brains. They're smart. Otherwise, You wouldn't have hired them, hopefully. Find out what they got going on in their mind. A second area of motivation is to establish a culture of professionalism. Professionalism is a combination of business, ethical, and behavioral fundamentals. Help your employees become market and industry professionals. Then recognize them for that and respect them for that. And help them to continue the process and the progress that they'd make in their in raising their level of professionalism. Professionalism is a motivating force. There's no question about it, folks. Professionalism is a motivated force. It fosters pride, which manifests in loyalty, and in the right work environment, in a positive work environment, it's a very beautiful thing to see. To see this, how professionalism spawns so many other emotions, so many other traits in an employee and in a business. So establish a culture of professionalism in your business. And that, obviously, it begins at the top, doesn't it? Here's an area that maybe some of us need to work on a little bit more. And I'd like to think that I don't, but I probably do. Let me tell you an old story that I heard a long time ago. A turtle was found sitting on top of a fence. When asked how he got there, he replied simply, "Well, obviously not by myself." Nothing is more disappointing, demoralizing, or classless than a boss who takes all the credit. There are a few things that you can do. Folks, remember this. There are a few things that you can do, including giving everybody a raise, that will endear your employees to you and to your company more than for you to be generous with the credit for anything that happens in your business. You should, I believe that as managers, as owners, as bosses, I believe we should feed our egos with the success and the performance of our organization, not by taking credit for work that was done well by others, by the team. Even though you hired them, even though they work for you, even though it's your business and the business is going to benefit from it, even though you may have been involved, you may have gotten, maybe you were even largely involved, maybe you were the main reason for this success. Nothing that you can do for your employees, including giving them a raise, is going to motivate them more than for you to step back and let them step forward and take the credit. Tell them how proud you are of them, what a good job they did, and et cetera, et cetera. And just the biggest problem you'll have when that happens is you'll have to dodge the buttons that'll be bouncing off the walls when these guys stick their chests out because you have given them that kind of credit. It's a big deal. It's something we've got to slow down a little bit and pay attention to. When you're talking about what you or your company has done or is doing, be sure to manage your pronouns. These pronouns, instead of saying I, say we. We is a powerful little verbal high five that speaks volumes about how you feel about your employees. I promise you, if you'll do a better job of managing your pronouns when you're talking about the success of the company, your company will leap into another orbit in terms of success, in terms of professionalism. The money is important. I'm going to move over to money and say that money is a big deal to a lot of people, but it's not everything. And you'll find that when you realize that your employees are not just working for you for the money, you'll pay a little more attention to motivating them in other ways. Another thing to remember is don't forget to have fun in your business. I'm not talking about the annual picnic. I'm talking about finding ways to laugh about things during the day. Don't take yourself too seriously either. That's another area that will endear you to your employees. And believe it or not, there's nothing about the let's have some fun idea that precludes demonstrating professionalism or your employees respecting you. 29 after. I'll be right back with Steve Martin. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.